For 2019, Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, known as FAPSI, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on the Food Files, we'll dive into coffee roasting with Dr. Tim Bowser.
My name is Tim Bowser. I'm a professor at the Robert M. Kerr Food and Ag Products Center here at Oklahoma State University. My role at FAPSI is research and extension. I conduct all types of research on food products, mostly processing, engineering type aspects, and currently I'm working on a coffee roasting project. So the coffee roasting involves the equipment used to toast the beans from their green state to their finished state that people normally are accustomed to seeing. Now, just like any other grain or seed, coffee's grown. It's a product of the ground, and it's grown in other countries primarily, but it is a product of, there is some grown in the United States in Hawaii. So coffee is, since it's a natural product and it's dried in the environment, in an exposed environment, it can actually pick up some bacteria. Mm-hmm. And the process of roasting coffee, we reach high temperatures and that bacteria is neutralized or killed through the heat process. As far as food safety goes, coffee's fairly safe because it's not necessarily clean, but it's sterile. So more and more people are realizing coffee has some great beneficial properties for our bodies, and one of them is some of the antioxidants that are there, and some of the other chemicals like caffeine can be beneficial to your heart and to your cardiovascular system. My research is new and unique because we're developing a coffee roaster that is connected to the cloud. And this coffee roaster has other really neat features, but this is the most important one. The connectivity allows you to download roasting profiles that experts have developed across the world. And so anybody can use this little coffee roaster and repeat what one of the world famous coffee roasters does. You can access it through an app on your telephone, but the roaster itself will access the cloud. As far as the consumer, it's mainly designed for small shops, but a wealthy person could certainly buy one. The price tag is not, excessive, and but the consumer probably want to know that they could very rapidly repeat, like I said earlier, a recipe that someone very famous produced. I guess I'd say, they can have what someone else has in terms of coffee roast. Other things about the roaster are really unique. It is completely self-contained. It requires no ventilation because it has a catalyst and a recirculation system.
Thank you, Dr. Bowser. FAPSI, a part of OSU's Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know on the go, download the FAPSI Connect app today.